This is Wild About Utah.
I find it difficult to leave my canyon home in northern Utah, especially during April and May. Every day brings new bloom and birdsong. On April 12th, I returned from 9 days in Georgia for a family event. I quickly retreated to the canyon where I found spring in full bloom. Spring beauty, balsam root, Indian potato, loco weed, violet, and perhaps my favorite, the glacier lily. Its delicate beauty is a favorite early season food for the grizzly bear. Bears till up the land, turning over chunks of soil to access their tasty bulb. Glacier National Park scientists have learned that this tilling has some important side effects. Areas with recent bear diggings have less plant diversity and higher nitrogen levels than undisturbed parts of the landscape. Without much competition from other plants, glacier lily bulbs can quickly regenerate, and these new lilies produce twice the usual number of seeds, thanks to the nitrogen-rich soil. After digging up the glacier lilies, bears often leave the bulbs for a few days to wilt in the sun. This cooks them a bit, making them sweeter and easier to digest. First Nations lore shows that early peoples learned to dry and cook glacier lily bulbs by copying the grizzly. Black bears relish the bulbs as well, while elk and deer munch the foliage. The Shoshone ate the corms fresh or with soup, and the dried bulbs were a popular trade item between tribes. The leaves are also edible, and the green seed pods taste like green beans when cooked. Medical applications include reducing fever, swelling, infection, and were used as a contraceptive. The glacier lily was collected during the Lewis and Clark expedition. Meriwether Lewis mentioned this species numerous times in his journal. This may be because he thought it could be used as a botanical calendar to help track the onset of spring. Glacier lilies are very sensitive to disturbance, and harvesting the corm will effectively kill the plant. Though native tribes practice active management of the plant, their populations have been greatly reduced. It is better to leave collection to wildlife. The snow is melting. The grizzly bears that have been sleeping beneath the snow, suspended like seeds, will prowl the warm fields just beneath the snow, grazing on the delicious emerging lilies. Sometimes the yellow pollen gets caught on the fur and snouts of the great golden bears as they grub and push through the lily fields, pollinating other lilies in this manner. In this crude fashion, they are farmers of a kind, nurturing and expanding one of the crops that first meets them each year. The lilies follow the snow, and the snow pulls back to reveal the bears, and the bears follow the lilies. The script of life begins moving with enthusiasm once again. Rick Bass, author, naturalist, activist. This is Jack Green for Bridgerland Audubon, and you guessed it, I'm wild about Utah and its long-lost grizzlies.